On the morning of the 19th of September, 1863, Confederate Commander Braxton Bragg ordered an advance north of Lee and Gordon's Mills against what he thought to be the extreme left of the Union position along Chickamauga Creek. During the previous night, however, two divisions of George H. Thomas's corps had come into line near Kelly Field, shifting the Federal line well north of where Bragg assumed it to be. As a result, the initial fighting was confused and sporadic, as both armies groped their way toward each other in the dense woods. The next morning, reinforced by Longstreet's corps newly arrived from Virginia, the Confederates attacked en echelon, moving first against the Union left flank. Reacting swiftly, Thomas shifted Negley's division to the left, and the initial assault was repulsed. Next, the rebels advanced against freshly constructed Union breastworks around Kelly Field, but here, too, they were turned back. Then, about 11:30, Longstreet's corps advanced along a narrow front, the divisions of Stuart, Hood, and McLaws lined up in a massive column to deliver a sledgehammer blow. As it happened, the blow fell on a point where only moments before a Union division had been pulled out of line and shifted to the left. Thus, virtually unopposed, Longstreet's men drove straight through the line, breaking up the Union right flank altogether and pressing Brannan's division back at right angles to its original position. Indeed, the attack proved so devastating that Rosecrans abandoned the field in hopes of rallying his shattered forces around Chattanooga. Meanwhile, George Thomas remained in position on the Union left and, with the help of reinforcements from Granger's corps, managed to hold off the enemy until nightfall, when he withdrew to Rossville. For his heroic stand this day, Thomas would be known as the Rock of Chickamauga.